This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, hello, hey everyone. Welcome to ENN on this Tuesday evening, July 6th, 2021. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
It was Lucas Litke.
I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
Ultimately, I forgot my point.
Wow. You know what?
You know what? I punted, and I think it was the right thing to do.
I'd also like to say, if I can, good evening to myself. What's your place called?
Can I just throw this tweet out there?
I'm trying to just recover from that drop. Sure, go ahead.
I know that was one heck of a drop. This guy, Tim, tweeted me. It says, Don LaGreca is basically the new Francesa. Just insanely wrong all the time, never checked by anybody in the studio. And the reason he said this is because the Yankees can't develop players, is what I said. And he found there's a player in low single A in Tampa who's having was player of the month. And that's his example of why I'm wrong. Because he's leading the league with an .848 slugging percentage to earn player of the month honors in low single A. So he got me. He's that, right.
That was...
They can develop players. I was wrong. Because there's a player,
and for that
in low single A,
okay,
who had a good month,
and for that,
I'm wrong,
and a bad guy apparently. Guys, I have great news. WWE is back on the road again. On the road again. Blah 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 blah. On the road again. And guess what? SmackDown is coming to the Garden Friday night, September 10th. The Universal Champion, the head of the table. Roman Reigns, what do you say about Roman Reigns? Anthony, you're a fan. What do you even say about it, Roman Reigns?
Well, he's a great guy, and obviously one of the faces of WWE.
You know what, Anthony, best promo, thing you've ever said on the show.
And that commercial, tremendous father.
Roman?
Yeah, he plays the little teacup, right, for his daughter. That's him, right?
He's a nice man.
I have no... a bloody idea what you're talking about.
There's a commercial,
okay,
like a promo for being like a good father or something.
Yeah.
And he's, yeah, that's him. I know him.
It's Roman with the long hair?
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, if you guys haven't caught up yet, if you jump on the old YouTube vehicle, my YouTube channel, I interviewed Roman Reigns last week on Cheap Heat. It's also on the podcast. Tremendous, tremendous interview. Anyways, guys, Roman's going to be there. Edge is going to be there. Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks, Rey Mysterio, Seth Rollins, so many more. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.com. And if you want to win a four-pack of tickets to take your family in person back in the WWE Universe to SmackDown, at the let's be honest, the home of WWE at the Garden, I'm giving away tickets right here during ENN tomorrow.
Nice.
Not just tickets, Don. Four-pack of tickets. Very, very excited. I'm going to the first live SmackDown in front of a crowd a week from Friday in Houston. I'm very excited.
That's good, because I think that's going to be pretty intense. That's cool.
I'm excited. Well, I'm working the pay-per-view that Sunday in Dallas-Fort Worth, so I figure, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I asked Natalie. I said, you want to go to Houston and go to SmackDown? And then we're going to eat our way through Texas on Saturday. Barbecue, barbecue, barbecue all day Saturday.
That's a great, great idea. I just want to throw this out there because we're going to run out of time and I'm going to forget.
Don't you worry about it.
The Yankees starting pitcher tonight, we're going to say that because the lineup's not going to be out in time, is brought to you by Bigelow Tea. The starting pitcher will be Jameson Taillon, 3-4 with a 5.43 earned run average and 73 Ks. That's today's Yankee starting pitcher brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud sponsor of the Michael Kay Show and the official hot tea of Joe Torre
and
the New York Yankees.
I actually have a Taillon authentic jersey.
Number 50?
Is that his number?
Well, if he had an authentic jersey, you would know that.
All right, let's... I am told, Don...
What's that?
That the final call of the Euros semifinal today between Spain and Italy, I am told, Don, that the final call is game-changing for me personally, and I will find this to be of huge importance, and so will our audience. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
I haven't heard it yet. Here we go.
This for the final. Oh, cheeky, impudent, decisive, Forza Italia. Italy are in the Euro 2020 final. Sent there by a boy from Brazil.
Wow! Wow!
Vindication!
I mean...
Wow.
Andrew, who would you say is the best Brazilian available I could find in the Euros?
Brazil is a South American country, so they're not playing in the Euros.
So, Andrew, you obviously knew when that happened that there were Brazilian-born players playing in the Euros, and you just wanted to stick it to me. You wanted to embarrass me. You wanted to beat me up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, we've addressed this. I mean, it's not a secret that they're... On this show, earlier in the show, we mentioned that there are three players mm-hmm. on Italy from Brazil.
Right. So when now, you destroyed me like that and embarrassed me in front of my family, my friends, my coworkers, my loved ones, Bear, what was the logic there?
Because that was not what you meant when you asked the question.
That is true.
But you're
I could have
inferring that.
Well, and you admitted it earlier in the show. We could probably find the tape of you saying that.
I don't remember that.
Well, it happened.
See, I heard the audio now from the end of the game, and that's what I was talking about.
In fairness to you, I suppose I could have been an overly good guy in the middle of a read.
Would that have been an overly good guy?
It would
have extended an average good
certainly
guy.
Would have extended the length of the read for me to then talk about how, well, you have players who were born in Brazil but have Italian citizenship, and maybe that's what you're referring. It's not what you meant. I think we
and
all
you wanted
know
to
that.
Drive a point home.
Right,
yeah,
but
I punished you. I punished you for
you
it.
You did.
He could have saved you, but punishing you made for a terrific drop and a lot of great radio.
Just take the L.
Right. I have to. Wow.
But, man, if you were quick on your feet, you could have said, no, there's plenty of Brazilians playing in this. Tell me, give me one.
But I did immediately. Andrew, I'm pretty sure I said to you that day something along the lines of, you couldn't have saved me. There are no Brazilians playing for any of those teams.
I don't remember when you said it.
But I said it.
Right. You did say it, but still. It,
I was right. That's
Andrew
what I meant.
Andrew wasn't a bad guy, but he certainly did not save you.
No. It was Michael-like behavior from you.
And, you know, a producer is asked to produce great radio, not necessarily produce an out for every host.
True.
Every moment.
True. His job is not to save me. That's
his
fair.
Job is to save the show, and boy, did he.
Let's hear from Chris Paul and his thoughts going into game one of the NBA Finals tonight.
It's still basketball. I think we all locked in to, you know, the goal at hand.
Just real quick, and I want to stop this audio because it's important for me to say it. If the question you asked earlier, when you said in this year's NBA Finals, are they still playing basketball? Have they switched to another sport? I want you to know, Don, they're moving forward with basketball.
Okay.
Because you would ask, you said you'd heard speculation, they're going to switch to ping pong once they got to the NBA Finals. And I said, no, they're going with basketball. It's been confirmed by CP.
It's still basketball. I think we all locked in to, you know, the goal at hand. And I think for us, it's balance. And whatever it is, you always got to remember, this is a kid's game that we play. You know what I mean? So this is a blessing and an opportunity to play this game. So there's balance. You know, I think our team knows when to lock in and when we got to enjoy the moment and enjoy ourselves.
Here's Chris Paul on the criticism that's existed around the compacted NBA schedule this season.
Everything is always a conversation. There's a ton of guys on the executive committee who are working hard on things right now as we speak, day in and day out, traveling. I wish you guys knew all the things that are going on. So decisions that are made as far as playing or not playing, players are always involved in it. You know, injuries are always unfortunate. You know, you hate to have them, but, you know, just like when we went to the bubble, everything was discussed as far as the players and the full body of players. You know, everything that's good for this guy and that guy might not be the same for that, for that guy. But everything has always been a conversation, and it's going to continue to be that way. So people don't like it, then, you know, everybody got the same opportunity to be a part of all these conversations.
He was very close to saying go scratch right there, Don. I heard it in his voice.
So LeBron.
Yeah.
Was LeBron was the one that you know, obviously the biggest voice. He's not talking to, you know, people or media. He's talking about LeBron. And I would like to know from LeBron, what was the alternative? You know how much money would have been lost? Oh, we'll just start at February 1st. We'll play a 48-game schedule, and come on. Guys would have still gotten hurt, and think of the money that would have been lost. And all knew when we were prognosticating when the season was going to start that they were going to make sure they played those games on Christmas.
And as we've talked about many times, are the injuries really because of that?
Well, maybe what they are, maybe
nah,
they're not.
Some of them are not, though. Some of them are out. I mean, the Kyrie injury could happen to anyone. The Giannis injury could happen to anyone. I mean, so many of these injuries that have kind of defined the playoffs to some extent, they're just injuries that happen when you play basketball.
And those guys are going to have the last laugh anyway, because it's going to give them an excuse to take off during the course of the regular season. You heard PJ. His biggest fear is that load management now is going to become even more prevalent during the course of the season. And they'll keep referencing, well, we want to be fresh for the postseason. So get ready. Nobody's going to play 82 games next year.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Looking at legs on TV right now. Tim Legler, that is. He looking like he just came off the beach. Andrew, you seeing that? It's a solid tan for Legler.
Yeah, he does. He looks great.
He looks rested and ready for the finals. Like, he just walked away from the pool.
How is Stephen? Stephen A. Smith going to feel?
About what?
He'd always reference, like, whenever it would be, like, different places he'd have to go for the final. At least he didn't have to go to Milwaukee. Now he's going to have to go to Milwaukee for possibly, three games here. Phoenix, he'd get away with.
You know what, Don Juan, I was about to tell you before you said that, Don Juan, I'm going to tell you, I don't love Milwaukee, but I love me some Phoenix.
Oh, that makes up for it. And then they have home court, which is important. So he can do – Stephen will do very well in Phoenix.
There's some late-night clubs in Phoenix, Don Juan LaGreca. Don't you worry.
I mean, damn.
That's right.
Yeah, unfortunately for Stephen, the Cooperstown closed, because I would think Stephen would be at Alice Cooper's place, right?
Really?
No. He wouldn't even go to Marley's place. Marley's place is terrific, by the way. Have you been?
I've never been. I've only heard you talk about it.
Great sports bar. TVs everywhere. And they had all the games on, hockey, baseball, not just basketball.
Love Marley. Giannis, by the way, speaking of the NBA Finals, he's been upgraded to questionable with that hyperextended left knee. So he was originally doubtful, now upgraded. So I'm tending to think we will see Giannis play tonight, but it's at least certainly a possibility. No major surprise here. Chris Paul is the leading candidate to win the finals MVP, according to sportsbooks.
Interesting. So I guess they're going by, if it's close, they'll give it to him.
Well, and I guess they're also going by they expect Phoenix to win the whole thing.
There are other candidates that might be.
Yeah, but he's been so. Yeah. He's been so big in big games for them.
No, he has been.
So, and these things also, I feel like finals MVPs more than anything, more so even than league MVPs, certainly. Finals MVPs can sometimes be like, you know, Denzel getting the Oscar for Training Day.
Right.
Sometimes they're saying, hey, your career's been amazing and you were damn good in this playoffs, Chris Paul. You're the NBA Finals MVP.
See, that's why I wish they would do it like the NHL and give an award for the entire playoffs, not just the final.
Tell me if this criticism's true. I heard from a friend who was listening to the show last week, and they said that they turned on the show And it was when you guys were having the Chris Paul, Patrick Beverley conversation. And this person was very excited to hear about that. And it turned into an entire conversation about Allstate commercials. Is that true or false, Don?
Well, what do you think?
I'll let you respond. My thought is it was a seriously big, kind of exciting moment to talk about. And Michael Kay turns it into just an Allstate conversation.
Yeah, because, you know, he believes in the authenticity. I think, Andrew, that
sorry,
was where...
Sorry, State Farm, not Allstate. I'm sorry.
But I did the same. Andrew, if I'm right, that's where the conversation went. I said the wrong insurance company. Michael corrected me. I then had to talk him off the ledge that, no, he didn't actually turn into a cardboard cutout because he thinks that these commercials are real.
And as a result, you never talked about the fight never even really got talked about.
Then it morphed into me complaining about that one car commercial where the guy's got four-wheel drive, so he still takes his kids to school, even though the school has been canceled.
Now, further,
what's a computer?
Then it went to that, and he's absolutely right. We avoided it like there was a buffalo in the road.
So my friend's assessment is completely accurate.
But spot on.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
Or as they say up in Canada, bang on.
By the way, and just for the record, because, I mean, this is the time to take shots at Michael when he's not here.
Sure.
Imagine if the...
Go away!
If the Chris Paul equivalent of the Yankees was blindsided, shoved in the back at a playoff game, the coverage here would be like COVID-19. It would be... They might shut down the station.
Right.
But everything else just turns into a State Farm commercial.
Kick rocks, you old bee.
That's a real problem. I don't know, Peter, if we're the demographic they're going after. I love these commercials.
Can't remember what they're for.
Never remember the product.
No, me neither. It's everybody, Don. Stop. Because it's been my whole life like that, with the exception.
That's a lot of money being wasted.
Yeah, sure it is. You know, I see the commercials, and I go, Chris Paul. Jake from State Farm. Oh, State Farm! See, if you remember Jake and Drake, then you can remember it State Farm. Allstate is the other dude. Allstate Insurance. You blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis Haysbert, I believe.
Thank you.
Pedro Serrano.
Yeah, Pedro Serrano.
It's Pedro Serrano.
That's what he knows. They should just credit him as that.
I say bleep you, Joe Boo.
I do myself.
All right, so this is, how long do we have here?
4 minutes.
Okay, good. This is not fun, but we have to at least spend a minute on it, Don. This tragedy that happened to this Columbus goaltender. Matisse, how do you say his last name, Don? Matisse Kivinyx. That sound right?
Kivlenix.
Sorry?
Kivlenix.
Kivlenix.
Yes.
Matisse Kivlenix. So the story has now changed. He was at the home of the Columbus goaltending coach.
Manny Legacy.
And, by the way, did you know who Manny Legacy was before, that he was their goaltending coach before that?
Yeah, and of course I remember the run when he played in the NHL,
but you knew him as the goaltending coach too.
I did not, no.
Oh. All right, good. That actually makes me think you're more normal. I was like, wow, is there no coaching position? You don't know.
He just got it too. It was just like last year he was in Cleveland and he was promoted, so.
So anyways, this kid, and he was a kid, is at the coach's house, and fireworks are going off, and apparently fireworks ended up getting shot inadvertently towards the hot tub that several people, including Matisse, were in, and he was hit with... So I read two different stories. Originally, the story I read, Don, was that he slipped trying to get out of the pool and hit his head, and then it looks like later the story came out that he was hit by the actual mortar of the fireworks in the chest, and it killed him.
Yeah, originally the report that it was a head trauma and then the chest trauma, and I can't imagine you slipping and falling would cause that kind of trauma to your chest. So it was like it was a mortar.
It's unreal.
And I don't – well, listen, you got to be careful with fireworks, okay? But I also don't think that we should just get rid of them. But there are certain fireworks. When you're talking about like M80s that are like a quarter stick of dynamite, that's a little bit much, right? You can have fun with fireworks, but nothing that it can blow hands off or – hit somebody with such force that they can kill them almost instantly.
Can I, first of all, this is just an unbelievable tragedy, and we send every bit of positive energy to his family. It's just, when you saw it, it was just a heartbreaking story.
Sure.
On a related note, I'm just going to sum it up like this. Enough with the fireworks. It's not enough already with the fireworks. I mean, every year I have to sit there and watch my dog get tortured so we can literally, Don, it's money literally up in smoke. It's just taking money and burning it. And I'll be honest, most of the small fireworks that people are doing, I just don't understand why people get off on it. It doesn't look that great. Listen, I've never been into it, so I'm not a guy. I understand. I like wrestling. You know, I would rather sit and watch Independence Day for the 500th time than watch fireworks. But it's just weird to me, man.
I like fireworks. I like going to the Somerset Patriot games by my house, and they have fireworks like everywhere.
Sure.
I'll enjoy that. But to do something that, if it's done incorrectly, can blow somebody's hand off or kill them, you know what? Life's difficult enough already.
Just a really, really sad story. We have a lot more to get to, but we're going to have to pick it up tomorrow, including what Aroldis Chapman had to say on Instagram. But we'll deal with – don't worry. There'll be plenty of time for Aroldis Chapman and the New York Yankees tomorrow.
Yeah.
That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday, July 6th, from the ESPN studios in Manhattan, I might add.
Yeah, it's not – and we got to get a review tomorrow.
I'll give you my full thoughts.
I've been there seven times. This is your first time.
That's
so
right.
We're looking forward to that. Dan Grasso flying solo, so we're hoping Willie Colon's thumb gets better. But Dan Grasso filling in for Chris Carlin's coming up next. Back with you again tomorrow at 2 o'clock on Yes and 98.7 ESPN New York.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.